Good afternoon. This is a phase one commutation hearing for Mr. Michael Stevenson, ADC number 280915. This is a hearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. With us today is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. White, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Lee Quinones, and I'll be serving as the panel chairman. The following is a summary of the application. Question? Mr. Stevenson is 30 years old and currently serving a 9.25-year prison sentence for possession or sale of a narcotic drug, class 2 felony, specifically 14 grams of crack cocaine. I will read a brief summary of the case in question. Mr. Stevenson states that he was driving to a barbecue when he was stopped by the Mesa Police Department. He stated he made an improper turn, thus he was stopped. He further explained that they suspected him of driving under the influence and completed field sobriety tests and ultimately placed him in handcuffs. The K-9 unit was contacted and brought to the scene. A search of the vehicle ensued, and there was rock cocaine found in his book bag along with a scale, razors, empty bags, and a spoon. Mr. Stevenson states that the cocaine was for his personal use and that he uses cocaine along with marijuana daily. He further stated he had a scale as he purchases drugs from Mexicans, and they don't speak English, so he needs to ensure that he's getting the correct amount. This case was appealed and upheld on April 10, 2014. It should be noted that Mr. Stevenson was already on probation for an aggravated assault and a domestic violence charge when he committed said drug offense. He's asking for a 2-year reduction from his prison sentence. According to the Arizona Department of Corrections time computation, he has an absolute discharge date of June 8, 2020. If this reduction is granted, Mr. Stevenson's absolute discharge date would be September 21, 2018, consecutive to his remaining 1-year prison sentence for aggravated assault and domestic violence. He also has a detainer for 3 years of adult probation in Maricopa County. The purpose of Mr. Stevenson's request for commutation is based on his assertion that a 9.25-year sentence is excessive for possession of 14 grams of cocaine. He stated that he felt deserving of commutation because he has taken responsibility for his actions, he feels rehabilitated, this is his first prison sentence, and he wants to return to society to serve his family. He has no attached letters of support from friends or family. He's had minimal discipline in DOC, but a major infraction for theft, on March 3rd, 2014, which was a little over than 3 years ago. Regarding the question of whether Mr. Stevenson's sentence was excessive, said drug charge carries a presumptive sentence of 10 years, a minimum sentence of 5 years, and a maximum sentence of 15 years. Considering that Mr. Stevenson was already on probation for domestic violence when he committed the instant offense, I do not find his prison sentence excessive, but I am certainly open to the input of my colleagues. I will make a motion, and that is I move that Mr. Michael Stevenson, ADC number 280915, not be passed to phase two.
Second.
Agree.
And this will conclude our hearing. Thank you.